Don't look under the internet.
Good.
Yes, I have been. That's phenomenal.
Also,
ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages.
Not all ages.
No. Nope.
Yeah.
Of ages,
if you're like
18
11,
and above,
you probably shouldn't be listening to this.
Veer your eyes over to the left-hand corner of your screen. In that corner, you will see Doug.
I am on the left hand.
I actually
side
don't
of the
know how this is going to end up since there's four like things
see,
I have to arrange
can,
now.
Put all of us on the left.
I'll split Mike between the two boxes that are on the right side and then put the three of us just in the big one.
Yeah. Just remove all his nose.
Okay.
Just...
In the left corner with Doug weighing in at an amount, we have Jason.
Hello.
Derulo.
Jason Derulo. And in
Hi.
The other corner that I didn't say before, we have Mootholomew J. Simpson.
Great.
I don't know how you...
Travelers.
I have a feeling that Mike has the only copy of a Moot's birth certificate, and that's why he knows his full name.
Yeah. The only copy. He
the
stole it
copy.
From the
did
hospital.
Did he swipe it from you? I was going to
yeah.
say.
Well, I'm his true
when,
mother.
When he was like 6 months old, he was just.
Yeah. Swipe the copy. I'll
like,
need this,
this
later.
Now. I'll need this
mother.
In 30 years.
I'm Mother Moot. That's who I am. Also, I'm Mike, not Mother Moot.
You are Mike.
That was a fib. I fibbed. I lied to you all. Because I'm a liar. I lie to everybody.
All the time.
All
every
the
single
time.
Day.
My wife. My best friends, all of you. I lie
myself.
To all of you. Myself.
Especially.
I don't have a drinking problem.
Mike's having a coming to God moment right now.
Yeah.
I feel like I have
he was already coming before we even got on here.
Yeah. Now
true.
It's
didn't
to
specify.
God.
Coming no, on God moment.
I'm feeling good today, boys. I had
coming
a good
with
day
God?
At work.
You're on.
I had a good day at work. I'm wearing my shanklet.
I thought you were. I was about to ask if you were dressed as a koala today.
If I feel like it, I feel like I'm inside a koala. It's very
did you do what? Coyote?
Sorry, what? A kangaroo, not a koala. A kangaroo.
Words I had hoped would never be uttered on this podcast.
I'm inside a koala.
Yeah, you probably have fucking.
Chlamydia.
Now, I'm pretty sure.
Don't yeah. they all give each other chlamydia? Yeah.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And they yeah. constantly have food poisoning yeah. from the eucalyptus.
Because they eat the
idiot.
Only thing that fucking degrades their brain.
Mike has chlamydia and a smooth brain now.
that's been like that for at least 3 years now. Since we started this, I just got perpetually dumber and dumber.
I feel like one problem irons out the other one there, though.
No, because here it's like that problem where, oh, you have a city infested with mice. You throw in some cats, and I have a cat infestation. What do? You bring in dogs, and I get a dog infestation. It just keeps going worse and worse.
And then I get
happens.
Some koalas and give the dogs chlamydia.
Get some koalas, yeah. And now everyone has chlamydia, and they're stupid. Everybody's happy.
As you can all,
everybody wins.
As you can all probably tell, we're all on one today.
Yeah.
And we have a weird one today. So we figured, what better way to top off Hometown Horrors than just to do a fun little jazzy jazz of an episode.
Just,
this is just we're having
a
fun.
Jazz of an
we're
episode.
Here. We're all just vibing and
we're
hanging
queer.
Out. Get used to it. but no, so I think we all kind of came to the idea that we all want to bring something weird to the table. It doesn't necessarily have to be horror. I know we keep saying that this is Diludi, an internet horror podcast, but there's more weird shit on the internet that's just, that doesn't have to do with horror. It's just fucking weird, and you probably shouldn't look at that either. And we kind of want to go over some of that today. Now, I am first and foremost going to go ahead and just start with a real, real small Diludi housekeeping.
Above your head.
Now, I say it's a small one because for like the fifth time in a row, we don't have any new patrons or members on the website.
We have a new member on the website.
We have a new member
on the
website.
They migrated from Patreon, though, I think.
Okay, that doesn't count.
Well, thank you for doing that. Hi, Jake. Thanks again.
Hey, Jake. Thanks, buddy. Yeah, no, I mean, that's fine. You know, we can't always...
Do whatever you want.
Yeah, do whatever you want. If you think we're worth some sort of money, patreon.com/DiludiPod. Pod, excuse me, or Diludi.com.
Get quality audio just like this.
Now, it's kind of obvious, though, these last couple weeks that people don't think we're really worth the money. But you know what? I'm going to tell you how we're worth the money with this episode, because I got a real humdinger for you, and it's fucking weird, and you're going to like it, you're going to shut up, and you're going to listen.
Okay. Yes, all right. Mom.
Are you going first? Is that what's happening?
I think that's cool.
He's holding all of us hostage right now. So
I could go first. So.
Oh, you can?
Eons ago. In a land far, far away.
Cheers, everybody.
Are you drinking that vodka?
What are we drinking? What are we thinking?
The Polish vodka.
Oh, no, that's a Doug's.
That's here.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Do we want to do that real quick?
Well, you made it fucking here? Well.
What are you thinking?
You're not going to let Matt do it after okay, you rudely cut him off twice in a row?
It doesn't fucking matter.
No, do it, Matt.
According to last week's episode,
no. What are you drinking? What are you thinking? There's a bottle here and it's empty. Yeah.
Woo! Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
What's everyone
that was much
today?
Nicer than when Mike does it.
Jason, you're like 10 shots deep already. We just started.
Yeah, Jason, what are you drinking?
What do you want?
It's literally, I bought a bunch of Malibu because Kelly and I decided we were going to make this like super delicious tropical Malibu punch and get drunk and play, carve pumpkins and play board games. It was a great time. But I also have way too much Malibu now and I don't know when I'm going to drink Malibu. So right now.
There you go.
You ever drink Malibu in a Chevy Malibu?
Not yet.
To do that.
I also carve pumpkins.
It's actually the law.
Same.
I found a pumpkin that was like it was like oval, so I carved Hey Arnold into it, and a squirrel ate his hair, so I no longer have hair.
Oh no!
It just looks like a weird fucking head.
Of course it does.
Yes, amazing. But I am drinking good old Evie Willie's
Old Faithful
white label. Old Faithful
white label. Oh yeah,
that's a different bottle than last week. Mike, are you okay?
No.
Okay. No, he has a kid.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah, no,
I'll cheers you, bud.
I'm fine. I've been doing that thing. Cheers. Where
I've been me and Doug just go fuck ourselves. That's fine.
No. I didn't drink yet. Okay. I've been doing that thing lately where I've been trying to stay up later, but because a kid and my job also keeps me up or wakes me up early.
Desperately trying to reclaim some of your independence.
Yeah. So I'll try to stay up and I'm like, oh, I'll have a little drink tonight. And so it'll be
then
like
then it becomes six.
Ooh.
Well no, I'll make one and then I'll get like halfway through it and it's 10:30 at night and I'm falling asleep. And I'm like, I can't have this, so I dump it out. And that's pretty much what happened with that entire last bottle was just I wanted to drink something, got too tired and just said fuck it and dumped it.
I've discovered that's kind of the reason we stop drinking as we get older. It's not because we want to. It's just because we take a nap before we can actually get drunk.
Very much. What are you drinking?
Puts you to sleep.
I'm drinking an IPA, even though we said last episode that we hate IPAs because my mom bought me this craft beer subscription a long time ago. And like some of the times they send me the IPAs and I drink them anyway.
Oh, and it's very nice of you to do that for your mother.
Totally decent.
I'm consuming alcohol for you, Ma.
You're fucking welcome.
Doug, what do you got going on?
I'm still taking a break from drinking, so I'm not drinking shit.
Okay.
Proud of you.
Respect.
I'm
respect
lame.
Respect him on.
Nah.
So, back to my thing. Eons ago, in a land far, far away, the far-off year of 2012, this young man found something weird on YouTube. And I
what a transition.
This is going smoothly.
I thought it would just be one simple little thing, because it's weird. It's called Tom R. Toes, and you can look it up. And I don't know how I feel about it. It's very unsettling. I think that's why I wanted to talk about it, because it's not like a scary thing, but it's very unsettling. It's one of the first, like, you know, in like the early like 2010s when like weird 3D animations were like kind of a somewhat popular thing. I think this is...
You mean like that stupid fucking dog?
Yeah, the dog of wisdom or whatever.
Yeah.
Shit like that was popular. I think this kind of set it off. And the reason being is
Tom R. Toes.
Look it up.
I'm looking at their LinkedIn. This was the catalyst. Right,
I think it was one of them, and I'll tell you why. So, first and foremost, Tom R. Toes. I don't know how to play audio, but Moot, if you could play the audio of it like 2 seconds here so people can hear the song, because it's actually kind of catchy.
Okay.
Bird Scooter. This episode is brought to you by the Big Red Button Podcast.
Do you know what you'd do in a nuclear apocalypse?
Because we sure as quack don't.
See how our choices get us into trouble and back out again in this actual play podcast.
Big Red Button is for lovers of the Fallout franchise, choose your own adventures, and tabletop role-playing games rolled into one big audio drama.
Our band of stragglers is unraveling a mystery in the wasteland, and we're at the mercy of the roll of the dice.
So grab your Geiger counters, take your rat away, and subscribe to our new show, The Big Red Button.
He really loves making you work for it, doesn't
he?
He
does.
He's not going to do it.
No. I gave you some small victories in
you gave
this
me
week's
the
episode.
Smallest of jump scares last week, and I appreciate that. Thank
you. I replaced Doug's duck sound.
Yes. So I'll take it. But it's actually a kind of catchy song, so look it up. The music video is fucking weird. The whole thing is just eerie. It's very eerie and strange. It's all 3D animation. And I thought this would just be like a one-off thing. I don't know what that was. I'm just going off it, though. Pretty sure Doug played something.
Hey, I haven't heard our producer in a while.
Well, you should be hearing him right about now. He's going insane upstairs.
I thought I heard him barking.
Our producer likes to do a rail of coke off the kitchen table and then just scream out of every window that we have. So don't mind him. He's fine.
Producer Finley.
Yeah.
So in 2012, now this video doesn't have like an insane amount of views. It has 108,000. It's from 11 years ago. Now 108,000 views is still a lot, but over an 11-year span, I wouldn't say that's like a huge hit or anything. Now, I always just thought this is a one-off crapshoot of a video. Until I went to the YouTube account that made it. It's from Mad Cat Lady. And I went to look the account up to see if there's anything strange going on. When you go to the account now, they regularly post. And it's not always weird shit. But they post just like 3D animation tests and AI art tests and... all this, like, it kind of like they're learning how to program or not program, learning how to like
animate.
Thank you. Yeah. And it's quite fascinating because some of it is just basic stuff. And it's like, oh, yeah, I can see how this is just like a test run. And other shit is just super weird and obscure. So I was like, who the fuck is this lady?
I'm watching the Tom R. Toe Redux or whatever.
That's the one,
say.
Yeah.
Again,
yeah.
I'm watching that right now, and it does remind me of someone just fucking around with like how physics work and stuff inside of whatever engine they're using. But it also reminds me of that shit that you would see at like 2 to 3 a.m. on Adult Swim at night.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's got vibes of what's that thing's name?
The Vodafone in the background is weird.
He's got the snake hand.
Oh.
What's his
fucking Xavier?
Yeah, Xavier.
Renegade Angel.
Renegade Angel. He's got vibes of that for fucking sure. But looking into this a little bit more, I found two articles. I found an article from Hyperallergenic.
Somebody wrote about this?
Why? Vice has an article on this person. So looking into it, this person that created this account goes by the a pseudonym Wendy Vanity, and they are a 48-year-old Australian animator, and she does this purely for a hobby. And I'm like, oh, cool. She is seen as like the Jesus Christ of weird animations. People have dubbed her as the second coming of Jesus.
What
the fuck?
Because she basically created this weird 3D animation like space on YouTube. She's like the founder of this type of weird shit. And this isn't even the first video that started it. So I found there's another video of hers that went even more viral called Meow Sad Toy Cats. And that's equally as fucking weird. And that one came out in 2010. It's a year earlier. And then that one's only got like 500,000 views. So she's not even like going viral, but she's like super fucking famous in this weird niche part of the internet, to the point where
I just looked up that video and I think I had a stroke.
Yeah. It's very fucking weird.
Yeah. The fucking Vodafone or whatever.
Yep. She's got such weird shit. She's got another one called The Viral Vacuum, and that's like her, like when she started like doing weird shit to do weird shit. There's other ones called Death's Dynamic Shroud. It's all just weird fucking obscure 3D animated shit. And if you go on Reddit and you go to like r/ like animators or something like that, if you bring her up, everyone's like, oh yeah, that's our fucking girl. Like, she is well known in these like animator subreddits. She's well known in these like 3D animation subreddits. The PC world like knows a whole lot about her, apparently. Like, she is apparently just this super popular person. And
for this stuff?
For making this weird shit. She started it. She is like the starter of making this weird shit.
Never heard of it.
And, like, if you were to take daily doses of fentanyl, like, I feel like this is what you would have on repeat. Like, this kind of music and, like, TV is what you would just have on in your house.
It's fucking weird.
It's very weird.
And
I'm currently watching one called Adult Dolly Dress-Ups, and it is wacky.
And if you go to her, the weird thing is she goes by the name
Wendy.
This
feels like Benadryl dreams. This is 100%.
It is. It is. This is the equivalent of like in like Dumbo when they get drunk or whatever, and you see the March of the Pink
Pink Elephants on Parade. Yeah.
But she goes, her pseudonym is like Wendy Vanity, but she doesn't really go by that anywhere. She goes like Mad Cat Lady on YouTube, and that's like her main channel. So somehow people figured out that she just prefers going by Wendy Vanity. Hmm. Now she's got a
fuckload of Davey Vanity.
I don't know who that is.
That's fun. That's okay. Probably a good thing.
She's got a fuckload of other channels that she uploads to. And I shit you not, she uploads constantly too. She literally uploads like basically she tries to do once a day. It looks like once every 2 days she's uploading. Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
And if you go to her channel, you'll find, if you go to her like other channels, you'll find one called Tom R. Toe. And you click on it, and it's just a fuckload of videos going back 8 years of just Tom R. Toe content. And it's more just weird shit. But it's just all Tom R. Toe. And the original Tom R. Toe song is on there. But here's the kicker. This is the original what the song is supposed to be like, but it's 8 years old. Her Redux is 11 years old. So this is a re-upload of the original Tom R. Toe video.
So, okay. So she thought it was time for a re-release, like
apparently, yeah.
It's been too long. People need
reboot.
Right.
Come back to her.
But there's just much shit. She's got even more channels as well. She's got one called Whip Stuff, WIP Stuff. And again, it's just more weird
animations. 3D animation.
Yes. And she's dedicated to shit. She's constantly uploading. These ones she hasn't uploaded in a couple months, but it's still, it's constant. Like
she has a ton of AI created videos too.
Yeah,
it looks like.
Yeah. And it's wild that a video that I thought was just like a one-off weird haha thing on the internet turns out it's from like the person that spawned this weird dark niche online.
Interesting.
It was fascinating to me that I found that out.
Like the Banksy of YouTube.
Yeah,
poop.
Honestly. Yeah, pretty much is.
The Banksy of YouTube poop.
She has been called the Henry Darger of the web, and I don't know who that is. But that's who
great
she's
insight,
been called.
Mike. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for that contribution.
I'm glad we all know that now.
Henry Darger. I'm gonna look him up. Who's Henry Darger? Henry Darger. He's an American writer, Henry novelist, Darger. And artist who worked as a hospital custodian in Chicago, Illinois. Oh, so he's an artiste.
So he's basically family.
He's basically the Wendy Vanity of the art world.
Okay. Huh. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure wherever he is, he'd be thrilled about that comparison.
You would think so. He's probably in hell. I don't know.
I am.
Okay.
I don't
all
know.
Right.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow. Jesus Christ.
That's kind of all I got, if I'm being honest. But I just
you say that you didn't just introduce me to a very weird, weird world.
I highly recommend it. Mad Cat Lady on YouTube, Tom Artoes, and it's TOMRTOES. Tom Artoes.
Okay.
Fucking great.
Hell yeah. Well, thank you for that insight. I feel like that's some internet history that we're all better for knowing, maybe.
We're all something for knowing.
Yeah. Of our lives are richer.
You've touched us, Mike.
Yeah. Good. I wanted to touch
in ways we didn't want.
Touched by a Michael.
Touched by one Michael.
Touched by a Michael. I guess I can go next. Mine's fairly long, and I will warn you that this is another case where I definitely wrote my notes and didn't read them again. So who knows?
Hell yeah. Stream of consciousness. Let's fucking go.
In like stereotypical fashion, mine is another Reddit story situation. So I found this one on Our Internet Mysteries, and this post actually, the post that I found came from a Reddit user named National Sort, and it describes some odd behavior that they witnessed with another Reddit user. So basically, this story is about a Reddit user who is a giant fan of someone named Carolyn Calloway, who I guess is like a big Instagram influencer. I've never heard of her, but I guess she's like a little bit controversial, and there are a bunch of people who don't like her, but there are a lot of people that are like super attached to her. That's actually not super important to the story, but anyway, there's a subreddit on Reddit that's dedicated to this lady called Small Bean Snark, and it's apparently a spinoff of a forum on a website called Gomi Blog, which was created by a woman named Alice, and it was like a website for people who are interested in like bloggers and like mommy influencers and like mommy bloggers and stuff like that. I don't know. I learned a lot of shit about this world reading this.
I was gonna say,
yeah,
you've introduced a lot of topics.
It's sort of, it all becomes irrelevant very quickly.
Okay.
But the important thing to remember is that this website was created by a woman named Alice. So anyway, on April 3rd of 2020. A user on Reddit named Personal Hedgehog made her first post. We assume throughout the story that it's a she based on some information that we'll find out later on. But she made her first post on Small Bean Snark. And the post starts with, "To all members of this subreddit causing the spread of lies about Carolyn Calloway, a memorandum." And it's this long ass.
I've heard of this.
Okay. It's a rabbit hole. And it's this long post where she claims that this is a legal cease and desist for the behavior of people on the subreddit. And she claims that she knows Carolyn personally and that she asked her to remain anonymous. And then she like lists a bunch of lies that people have apparently been telling about Carolyn on the subreddit and then like asking people to stop. And then also says that Carolyn has personally tasked her with like figuring out what lies people have been telling about her on the internet and like relaying these lies to her. And the post ends with, as one final act, I would like to spur off a fun conversation. What's your favorite garment of Carolyn's? So this person is like very obviously completely obsessed. So National Sort, the OP from the post that I found, noticed that the post was written in like a very distinctive way, and it uses a bunch of the same phrasing over and over again. And they also noted that like at least one of the users that was making comments in this original thread had a very similar writing style and phrasing to the original post, and that they suspected that at least one of those people was actually just the same person conversing with themselves. So after all this happens, Personal Hedgehog apparently decides that she needs to apply to law school. And we figure this out because she's like trying to, like we assume that it's because of this thing with Carolyn, and we figure this out because she's posting on subreddits about like the LSAT and law school admissions subreddits, and then consulting our legal advice about people lying about other people on the internet. But this is where this gets way more interesting. So this is where we tie back to Gomi Blog, which is the website I mentioned earlier. And
right.
So somehow another user from the Small Bean Snark subreddit discovered that 4 years prior to this whole thing happening, a different user on Reddit named Seek Truth Kindness 2020 or 220 posted an almost identical cease and desist letter on a different subreddit called Blog Snark, which is somewhat related, kind of the same thing, about the woman who created that Gomi blog website, Alice. And apparently this person felt that people online were like spreading lies about this Alice person, and they wanted to do something about it. And the end of this post reads, "Good things in 2016. Now, cease and desist all slander so that you don't have to pay a fine in 2016. This is what's best for your family. Public notice. I am happy to share my Gomi username. I have over 1,000 posts there and am quite prominent on many threads. Beautiful threads with great insight into culture, the internet, society, families. Beautiful threads. It's exactly what I thought.
Yep.
Advertising, marketing, and the future of technology. Nothing accusing of alcoholism, ageism, etc. Constructive conversations I so enjoy. Anyhow, PM me on there if you'd like to know my username." So a lot of the phrasing and the writing style from this post is nearly identical to the cease and desist letter about this Carolyn person that we mentioned from earlier. But it doesn't stop there. And so you can go back and look at this user's post history. Or you can't go back and look at this user's post history anymore because the account got suspended and the Internet Archive didn't get to it in time. But the most interesting thing about this person's post history is that they created a subreddit called RLVSS. And do you want to guess what that is?
LVSS?
Yeah. Anybody, one guess.
Lieutenant?
Nope.
Lieutenant Vagina's Super Sucker.
Oh, you almost got there. Lingering Vaginal Scent Support. So it's a subreddit for people who have lingering vaginal scent, but not in their vaginas, lingering what? Vaginal scent on their fingers. And this subreddit is fucking crazy.
That is so specific.
The most recent post in this subreddit is just titled, The Mortal Plane, and it reads, "The sunshine on my face. I can't believe there's a pandemic. All the rage, but it's so good to be back. All my love, Shannon." And this post was made by a person, was made by the same person we mentioned earlier, Seek Truth Kindness 220. The next post on the subreddit is from a user named Kelly Hampton and has absolutely no content, but it's titled, "Palace, please do not contact the police. Wa are do ig fi wee wee, all fin fi, all fine, all together at 7-Eleven." So 7-Eleven, there's a ton of references on this subreddit about a meetup at 7-Eleven, but there's absolutely no details about the meetup at all.
The equivalent of the Naruto run through Area 51?
Yeah, maybe, but I guess everybody's going to the 7-Eleven to discuss their vaginal scent. But
on their fingers.
Like, yeah, there's so much going on in this subreddit. There's, and we could be here all episode just talking about the crazy shit that's on this subreddit. But there's tons of posts about 7-Eleven, and there's a ton of posts about 7-Eleven's tuna, and there's actually like a lot of posts about food that involves fish, which I guess one could only assume is connected to the whole vaginal scent thing. And then there's just like a random post called Little Girls Who Behave Badly. And it's a picture of like a creepy desk.
We're out of that one.
Of a creepy desk in like an underground dungeon or a cellar or something. Anyway,
these rocks have teeth.
Yeah. That one's crazy.
What the fuck is this? What is this?
Just go on it and just look at it.
Scrolling through it is just so weird. Did you see? There's like a post that says, fuck, where is it? Hold on. Like Blood the Trade, and the comments in it are fucking wild.
Yeah. Well, we're going to get into the comments. So there's a few people on this subreddit that post like all the fucking time. And the OP of the post that I found thinks that these people are actually all the same person. So we've got Seek Truth Kindness 220. We've got Kelly Hampton, which is actually apparently the name of another like prominent mommy blogger. We've got She Will Be Here Soon, and then we've got Personal Hedgehog, which we mentioned earlier. So
right.
Speaking of personal
hedgehog. Tuna is my life.
Yeah. Look at all the tuna on here.
It's too much tuna.
We're getting back to the tuna. Right. This keeps going.
I'm so sorry. This is...
So speaking of personal hedgehog. So apparently about the time that that people discovered that this shit was going on, Personal Hedgehog posted like a series of what seemed to be just totally random articles to this subreddit. Those articles include cruise ship worker reveals what it's like in isolation at sea, anteater, mammal, review, when white working class fury became of age, Orville Redenbacher classic popcorn and gourmet popping corn, LG unveils V30 flagship with super camera sound features, I can't answer my daughter's questions about COVID-19, Nick Carraway, Wikipedia, and Easter basket essentials you can order online. So,
what?
Obviously, these are seemingly random, but if you put all of these articles in order and look at the first letter, it just spells Carolyn. So
there's so much Caroline.
Yeah, so much. And
who the fuck is Randy?
I don't know. So this keeps going. It goes deeper. So people are like,
who the fuck is Randy?
People start looking into this more. They realize that like all these people these users that are on this subreddit are interacting with each other. They're pretty convinced that they're the same person. Then they discover that after Personal Hedgehog posts all these articles, Kelly Hampton begins replying to all of them and just starts posting comments that have just some combination of cap, no cap, foretold, no foretold. And then apparently this just like goes on for a while until, strangely, one day a new user appears on the subreddit called Seek Stepdaughter 09.
Oh,
and
no.
She says that her name is Rachel, and that she's actually Seek Truth Kindness 220's stepdaughter. And then she includes she includes some details in her post about her stepmother, which include, she always struggled with LVS, perhaps more so than anyone I know. It was sometimes a struggle to be around her due to the stench, though, in her later years, and she tended... And
I hate this.
But in her later years, she did tend to wear scented gloves, which helped a lot.
What?
She provides a link to where you can go buy the scented gloves.
How is this such a problem that it is so okay? LVSS is from it's vaginal stink on your fingers, right?
Okay, so we get into that even more though, and we find out that like not only is it's not just the scent that's an issue. Apparently, like these people or person or whatever believes that it's like some sort of infection that they have that's like leaking out of their fingers and not actually.
What?
So the vaginas actually don't have
the fingers that are the problem.
The vaginas don't have anything to do with it. It's just a way to describe the smell.
This is the worst superpower ever. My fingers secrete an oil that smells like vaginal.
What?
Some of the shit that I have just read on this.
Seriously,
there's a post by some dude Just keep going.
Anyway, what we find out in this post from Seek Truth Kindness 220's stepdaughter is that apparently her stepmom passed away. And she does leave us with some parting kind words about her stepmother that include, "My stepmom loved to cook, as you can tell, especially fishy foods, not just to cover up the leakage, but because she simply adored fish."
No! Those are the worst words
that he's heard of. Oh, my boy, don't go on here if you're looking for good words.
No, right? Just don't.
I'm just looking at
a don't look under the internet.
There's a post all about crotch rot. if you wanted to know about that, there's a whole thing on that.
Yeah. Anyhow,
is this fan fiction about crotch rot? I'm almost done.
So the other people that are on the subreddit start offering their condolences to Rachel, and they're like, "Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry." Until Personal Hedgehog and Kelly Hampton proceed to get into a huge argument in the comments about key lime pie and attending parties during lockdown. So, I don't really know where to say that this ends. But apparently, Personal Hedgehog keeps posting just on random fucking subreddits about this mommy influencer that she's totally obsessed with. And Kelly Hampton starts, following her around and replying to all of her posts and being, asking her to stop talking about it. There's one really long post that she leaves that just says foretold, foreboding, no cap. And then there's a new user that shows up named She Will Be Here Soon that writes, "The combination has been secured. She will be here soon." And then, Kelly,
that's a username.
Yeah. Kelly responds again with, "The first signs of fear appear." And then Personal Hedgehog responds with, "What did I do? Please." And then Kelly says, "Do not comment elsewhere. This is vital. You know how to reach me." And then there's just a bunch of random more fucking phrases. And then "She will be here soon" follows up with, "They are safe with me. She will be here soon. Meantime, safe with me. No cap, no forebode. Meantime, safe with me." So this whole saga of this whole part of this thing ends where Personal Hedgehog posts on the vaginal scent subreddit and is like, whatever this has stopped being funny or helpful. Please stop doing this to me. Whatever I did or did not do to deserve this, I beg you to stop. I do not feel safe. No cap, 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 please. You know me. Yeah. You know this is not what I asked for. Please release me from this. I'm just a stupid kid from Arizona. I won't ever post again here or elsewhere. Cap, cap, no foretold. I don't want to be part of this anymore.
Well, then just log off.
Yeah, and go get out of there.
I don't know.
Get out of there, Billy.
And so,
right.
I feel like I know what might be going on here because I'm holding back one final post. But what do you guys think is happening?
I think it's mental illness.
This is giving me a hardcore yay video games vibes.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought of too.
It kind of seems like someone was trying to start something ARG-esque, or I'm not even sure ARG-esque is the right word for this one,
Was this the starts to Gwyneth Paltrow's goop vagina scented candle?
Yes, this is
the inspiration. Yeah. Indeed.
Before you reveal it, how many are we giving this 5 don't look unders?
We should 5 don't look unders for the internet.
The subreddit's upsetting. There is some stuff on there I wish I could unsee 100%.
Yeah. Unknow.
Yeah.
We should have listened to our own advice and not looked under the internet.
Yeah, don't go to this one. Just trust us. It's funny, it's weird, and it's
okay. What's this? Okay, real or fake. Do you guys think that this is a person having a mental breakdown, or do you think that this is a person just trying to start something?
Oh, fuck. Yes. I think this is a mental breakdown trying to start an ARG. No, it's
I think it's the latter.
I think this is just desperation. I don't know if it's an ARG, but I don't know if it's mental illness.
I think it's just locked down, I have to do something with my time.
Right. I don't have anything else going on. I need to, let's make a creepy weird thing. Or that turns into something that's weirdly hysterical and disturbing and disgusting.
Mike, what do you think?
I think this is an outlet for all of the moms on that mommy website. and this is where they go to be weird.
Okay, this is just them getting their weird out. That's
possible.
Okay, so this is, I don't actually have a concrete answer, but this is the thing that leads me to believe that it's one of those other, the other, over the other thing. And that is that Rachel from earlier eventually makes a post on the Lingering Vaginal Scent subreddit that reads, Edgar Allan Poe, and additionally I venture to tell anyone here on here, no cap forebode, and further no forewarn forebode. Funny, too, in that I was foreboding from Cutchies to discuss its amazing key lime pie outside the store, but here I am mentioning it anyway. Cutchie would be glad to know that his key lime pie, which everyone knows is the best of the best, is still being discussed posthumously. The fact is that we don't know the cap on this life, but every life here before ours is a forewarning to live it to the fullest, and if it includes eating or trying to recreate Cutchie's unmatched key lime pie, I know what a life full lived is. So if you've ever heard the internet mystery of Cutchie's key lime pie, it's obviously a reference to it.
Maybe you haven't.
But Cutchie's key lime pie is definitely something we should cover later. But
TLDR?
Yeah, it's basically...
Has anyone really been far as decided to use...
It's basically just this story about, like, all these random reviews and posts that show up on, like, Google reviews and, like, Yelp reviews and shit for this key lime pie, like this Cutchie's key lime pie, and nobody actually really knows exactly where this Cutchie's key lime pie comes from or who this person is that's posting all these reviews, but there's, like, literally tens upon tens of thousands of them.
Jesus Christ.
So to tie that back to this makes it kind of feel like this is somebody just trying to, like, create some sort of internet, weird internet meme thing.
Maybe they're trying to get some, I don't know, someone who might be covering these things in a weird niche or podcast. Maybe they want us to talk about it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So that sort of thing. Maybe just, like, trying to get attention from this, like, weird. That's my theory, right, just based on that reference to something that's very similar in nature. It would basically be like somebody doing something like this and then just, like, making a Yay Video Games reference at the end.
Right.
So that. Anyway, but, yeah, like, the weird fucking posts keep continuing until, like...
That's just about, so many.
Yeah, about 3 years ago. And then eventually, like, all the accounts that were involved in the subreddit get banned for probably a multitude of reasons.
Just reasons.
Yeah.
Just reasons. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that they all say they're suspended.
I think it's probably because they started, like, really littering other subreddits with this shit. Like, there's one post that I found on a Ghostbusters subreddit that's about how, like, one of these people wants to try to get their, like, they're begging people to help them get their wife back or something. And then, like, one of the other accounts replies and calls them an alcoholic.
Oh.
Yeah. You could spend all day rational. Looking at this shit.
What the fuck?
Did you know that the Ghostbusters went up against fucking Cenobites?
I did know that in a comic, right?
A comic,
yeah. It was a cartoon?
In the Ghostbusters cartoon?
The new Ghostbusters cartoon. They go up against Hellraiser and the Cenobites.
What the fuck?
It's very creepy.
Good.
I'd watch it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to convince Kelly to go as, what the fuck's her name? Deep Throat, the lady Cenobite, and so I can go as Pinhead next year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I just need, like, $700.
Go as the one that shoots CDs at people.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Well, I was the weird upside-down locust thing.
Yeah. I am okay with never visiting that subreddit.
Yeah, you don't have to. I think Matt did a really good job.
I both recommend and don't recommend it.
If you need context, you know what? No, that's not
there's
even
no
a good
context
place
to be.
No, there's no context. It's just weird.
It's
just upsetting. It's a really good way to describe it. Upsetting.
Yeah, I'm already upset, and all I did was hear about it.
Well, so I have one that is less upsetting for sure.
Oh, that's good.
Go ahead.
Right. So if anybody's on TikTok, you may have seen this whole thing play out. It was, I think it was like around the end of 2021 that it really started happening. But basically, what I wanted to talk about is something called MenuGate. And if you haven't heard about MenuGate, it's kind of a fun little rabbit hole to go down. It's not, like, super spooky or super, like, crazy or anything, but I thought it was pretty interesting just to kind of, like, follow this guy from, you know, for the past couple years, just talk about this. So, essentially, this guy named Cody has this playlist of TikToks, and he goes on to explain that and all the time living here, he's like absolutely convinced that he's one of like just a few people that live in this giant apartment complex where the staff completely are like, yeah, we're completely sold out. Like, you know, the build, like nobody lives here. Or like we have no rooms available pretty much, like maybe a couple rooms, whatever.
Like they claim they're at capacity, but this guy thinks he's only one of like a handful of people who live here.
Yeah, he essentially thinks this because one day he noticed that somebody came around and put Chinese takeout menus on all of the doors, right? And so, you know, what you do normally when you live in an apartment complex or get a fucking thing on your door, you come home and you see it and you're like, oh shit, cool, and you throw it away, and then it's not on your door. Exactly. So for like 3 to 4 days, he notices that all of the menus are still on the front doors of almost everyone in his apartment, like on his floor. And he's like, well, huh, like that doesn't seem right. You know, like you come home and there's not like they have back doors. They're all apartments. So he's like, all right, these minis have been on their doors for like 4 days now. He's like, not everyone in my apartment complex could have gone on vacation at the same time. So that's like one of his first TikToks. And so it starts to kind of kick everything off from here. So he starts to do a bunch of shit. He's like, I never see any of my neighbors. He goes into a parking garage, and basically there's a bunch of different levels of this parking garage, and each level is for each floor of the building. So you park on a specific floor. So he goes in there and he's like, I don't know how I've never like realized this before, but, like all the cars here are like fucking old and like dusty. And he starts like filming all the cars in the parking garage, and they're like literally coated in dust, and like their license plates have been expired for years and shit. And actually, the funny thing is he starts off this whole like Minugate thing with filming a car that he watched come into his complex and then get parked in his level that had a bunch of bullet holes in the window, and like they just like parked it and whoever parked it left. He's like, yeah, it looks like bullet holes in this car, and that could possibly be blood. I don't really know.
Hell yeah. Okay, so this is just a mob front.
100%. So he's like confused as fuck. He keeps like every time he makes a new TikTok, he's like, hey, I'm the guy that lives in the abandoned apartment complex. And basically he says that, you know, he lives in a nice part of town. The rent is like really affordable. And if you go to the website, it shows that there's like a couple units of like each different like unit type available on the website. And then
you guys want to rent one out?
Yeah, 100%.
We'll go move in.
Where's this guy?
Yeah, fuck it.
It's in Atlanta, right? Oh,
yeah,
fuck
it's
Georgia.
Atlanta.
I'll live in
it's hot
ATL.
As shit.
but yeah, so like, I've
never been there actually.
Yeah, I haven't had the pleasure of going to.
It's ATL. Not Kentucky, so I guess they've got that going
Atlanta,
for them.
Baby.
It's not Kentucky. I have actually been to Kentucky though, so that's fun. Anyways, so he goes into his parking garage one day after getting home, and it's been raining like super hard, and I think a pipe burst, and basically there was just water like streaming down the stairwell. So he's like, I called maintenance, and it just kept ringing, and he's like, I literally cannot get a hold of anyone like for maintenance, and so he's like, I had to end up talking to like one of the workers in the front. Like days later when I finally saw someone in the building, and then
so it was just pouring down the stairs for days.
Yeah, like literally.
Jesus.
And then so like I mentioned, the people in that run the complex mentioned that it was full, and obviously this isn't true. You see him like he'll like go outside and like film the like exterior of the building, and you'll see like, you know, rooms with lights on, and then like he'll like look into one that has lights on, and it's just there's just no furniture in it. The lights are just on, and some of the places, like you can tell that there's got to be like maybe like 5 or 6 people that actually like live in this building, because when he pans over, like you'll see like one balcony that looks like somebody like fucking lives there, like it's got lights and chairs and shit, but
yeah,
he'll never see anyone using it. And like there's this one building that he sees that he films where it looks like they're having like a party in there, but there's no one inside of it. It's just got like flashing like colorful lights inside of it for no reason.
So this is just fucking this sounds like money laundering is what this sounds like
it definitely sounds like a front.
It's really, really weird, and it's a really fun like rabbit hole to go down. But yeah, like there's just so many different things that he shows. He's like, yeah, here's all the locks on all the apartments near mine, and they're like brand new. Like they didn't even take the plastic off of them because they're like digital locks. They're not like, you know, regular ones. And then I guess a guy found his TikToks and reached out. He's like, hey man, like I used to live there. It was like way more occupied than it seems now when I was living there. But like management got super shady after they changed ownership, and the guy's like, "Yeah, we moved out after we like found a bunch of weird things in the like in the complex.
Like
we
dead were, like, bodies rolled up in carpets,
or yeah, or you said to leave after that,
or maybe a baseball bat that was wrapped in barbed wire.
What the fuck?
So they were just like, yeah, we got out of there.
Yeah, good call.
But yeah, he basically just posts a lot of videos where he's like doing more sleuthing and shit. Like he'll, you know, he noticed that all the menus had finally vanished after, you know, however many months, and then
all at the same time, I'm sure.
Yep, literally, like they were all gone same time. And then he thought that somebody was moving into the apartment across from him because all of a sudden some furniture shows up and is just sitting outside of the apartment. And then proceeds to sit there for days and never go into the apartment. And then
on trash, so strange.
On trash day, he'll see trash cans out, and it's like almost like all of the trashes are like the same trash in each bin, and it's just super strange. And he's like, I know,
just filling it with random trash just to make it look like it's
like it's a subscription service for trash, and it's just the same exact.
Trash Plus.
Yeah, you've got Trash Light. Your free trash trial is coming to an end.
Do your neighbors think you're really poor? Do you need them to think that you're actually very rich?
Let us trash for you.
If you let us deliver all your trash on the same day, you'll get a 10% discount.
Yeah.
Trash Prime.
Well, yeah. So like,
we gotta start writing these down. Anyway, sorry, go ahead, Doug.
Trash subscription. Write it down. We'll forget. But yeah, no, so he's got 21 videos. He's a very eccentric guy, very smart guy. He's a lawyer or something like that. I forget exactly what he does, but you can tell like he's just like super, super trying to figure out like what the fuck this is. And there's a lot of theories. So I watched a few videos, read a few things about it, and there's some theories. Some people think that maybe the reason he only sees, like, he never sees the same people living there is that it's possibly like a big Airbnb type of situation where someone, whoever owns the building, is just doing Airbnbs every once in a while. So all it's like really spread out, right? Other theories is that it's possibly a corporate building where some company bought the place. They rent out like full-time, you know, maybe 30% of the units, and then the rest of the time it's just like they're like letting people stay when they're in town or on business or something like that. A lot of people think it's an ARG or a hoax just completely. And the thing about this is that there's no answer because he kind of just like stopped posting videos about it.
Oh, the mob got him.
Yeah, all right. A lot of people think it might be real estate manipulation where they're basically, whoever rented this place is just trying to like mark up demand for living and claiming that there's nothing there and stuff like that. Or as you guys kind of, you know, called out, it's money laundering. And fuck, I don't know if we'll actually ever know.
Yeah, my question was going to be if this was like a front for something, you would think the people that own the complex would figure out about this and ask him to stop posting videos.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That, or they like just don't care, maybe.
That, or yeah. I guess like if it is a money laundering thing, why would you even rent out any of the rooms to strange people that you don't know?
Well, and if you have at least show that they have people living there.
Right.
Right.
Have, like they have to have at least one customer on the books. Right.
Wouldn't you make
and like video footage of them? Like you have to be able to track their day. Like if there's somebody's living here, show me.
I guess. Right.
But these other 400 units that don't have anybody in them but have furniture sitting outside the front, like, I could totally see the empty units, the furniture delivery with no one to pick it up, the same exact trash, the locks with everything. Like, they made all the right purchases to make it look like a legit building, but after the front costs...
Yeah, and that's like with the money laundering thing, they could definitely be like, like, they have some people living there. So if anybody asks, they'd be like, oh, yeah, people definitely live here. We rent out. And then, like, with the furniture, they could be buying cheap furniture and then, like putting it down as, like, being way more expensive than it actually was. And then if, like, people ask about the empty apartments, just be like, oh, we're remodeling. And so these are business expenses for remodels.
Right. Yeah.
I think the mattress firm by me is a money laundering scheme.
Dude, I think all of them. Yeah.
Money laundering
scheme. Yeah, they for sure are.
I never see anybody inside. I remember I was delivering pizza once and somebody from Mattress Firm ordered a pizza and I got to the location and there was legit nobody. Like, the lights were on, the door was unlocked, and I was just walking around. Like, nobody was fucking there. Like,
that's why you always go to Mattress Soft.
Just, of course. Or just
left the pizza on a bed.
Just here. Whoever wants this can have it.
Yeah. So I guess the biggest thing in this for me that kind of, so I watched all of the videos on his TikTok. And the thing for me is that there's like a few things that I noticed from when he starts to kind of like where he ends. And the biggest thing for me that's been kind of like racking my brain about the whole thing is the fact that literally in his first fucking video, he's like, yeah, I've lived here for 4 years.
And you just started now?
And then he just starts this whole thing off when the menus were delivered, right? So my personal belief is that I think this dude owns the building and he's tailoring his videos to make it seem like nobody lives there. Because if you look in the beginning, all the locks are normal key locks on the doors.
Yeah.
And then like midway through like the later part of his series, they're all new locks. Like they changed the locks on this whole place. Like there's like times where you can see that they're like doing painting in the building, and he even shows it. He's like, oh, I guess they're painting the building for some reason now. And like the reason all those locks would have the plastic on them is because they're probably fucking renovating. And I saw a lot of other people being like, yeah, he's just filming at different places. Like
it's not even the same apartment complex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because like different just buildings in the same complex.
Exactly.
Just for like random ass reason. Just so boredom.
And but that it, I feel like the way I'm thinking is purely because of what we do here. And to be fair, I think it takes away from the funness of the story if you like go into it just being like a piece of shit. But
the reason it took him so long,
I did
though,
just
is because that.
That
other person that lived there did say that the ownership changed. So maybe it did. It just got weird.
Oh, yeah, maybe. That's, maybe it went from like legit true. Business to like money laundering front. Yeah. They were like, you know what? Exactly. We should probably let like 7 people out of the 200 rooms we have. Yeah, we'll let them stay to make it look like we're legit.
Yeah, pretty much. And there's actually one last thing that I didn't bring up. I just thought it was funny, but like one of his videos, he's like, you know how I know things are weird here? And he's like, there's fucking snakes in the apartment. And like he just like starts showing these like little tiny snakes in the hallway.
What like, the fuck? Yeah,
that sounds right.
Well, the nice thing is we can do away with the theory that it's the Irish mob then, because
it's St. Patrick got rid of all the snakes.
Yeah, he did away with them, so that's good to know.
Okay.
That is good to know. I want to tell you, Mike, the contributions that you've been bringing to the table tonight have been top tier, stellar.
We established that to begin with.
That's fair. We did.
That Your is boy fair. Is ripping it tonight.
Do you guys want to know about septic tanks or glitter?
Yes.
Septic tanks.
Septic tanks.
And then
tank.
I can retell
septic
my story
tank.
About the divining rods.
Okay.
Forgot
okay.
That.
Well, I came across a very, very, just, it was just a picture. It's two pictures, sorry. And it's a picture of this, of a person. I don't know if it's a man or a woman. They're in like this silicon latex mask with just the eyes and the mouth cut out. And they're like submerged in this brown liquid. And there's a pipe.
Water.
And they're just kind of sitting Water. There. And it says, in the early 2000s, this man paid people hourly to be in their septic tank. I know this sounds disgusting and psychopathic, but hey, everyone has their hobby. And there's an ad. Hourly. There's an ad from Craigslist that says, I pay to enter your septic tank for an hour at a time, $150, in Jacksonville, Alabama. Because why would it be anywhere else? Some might judge me for this, but it's what I enjoy. I will pay you $150 an hour to bring my equipment in and gain access to your septic tank. I then have my associate close the tank after I have set up my tripod and camera up. Believe it or not, it's a great place to reflect.
No.
Mixed reaction is exactly how I'm feeling about it.
No. You stop that.
Now, what I really want to know is this just reflection or is this sexual in some way? Like,
yes.
What is this?
I think it's the equivalent of what are those like water pods that you rest in?
Oh, the deprivation tanks.
Hyperbolic. I think this is the Alabama.
Yes,
this is the Alabama deprivation tank. Is what this is.
But the smells.
That's part of the deprivation.
You know, we never got.
Is it?
An email it's a deprivation.
It's a degradation tank.
This is definitely a degradation tank. It's not great.
A depredation stank.
It's all. It definitely is that.
We never got an email back from fucking Urban Dictionary about that word that I submitted.
Oh, wabistus?
Wabistus.
Wabistus.
Yeah. That's a
But so in the comments of this thing, apparently there are people who actually like called him about this. And they say things like, yeah, he seemed pretty normal. Just it was
fantastic
the subject
service out of five.
And like somebody clarified saying like he pays you like people were saying like why would you pay somebody $150 an hour just so they can get into your own septic tank? And be like, no. He pays you so that he can sit in your septic tank. All you have to do is give him permission to sit and collect the money while he sits in your waste.
I mean, I guess I'd do it. Fuck it.
I would. 100% I would. Yeah. I need money bad, so.
Now, here's an interesting question. What is the longest amount of time you'd be comfortable?
With having him in there?
With having him in there, yeah.
He'd probably live in there for all
probably not overnight.
So, less than 24 hours.
It's not an hour thing. I just don't want him in there in the middle of the night.
He's just, like, when you're sleeping, you don't want to know.
Yeah,
like, he's
exactly.
Just hanging out in your septic tank.
The like, poop man's in the septic tank.
Well, because my concern is, like, if he's in there, if he's on my property overnight, when I'm asleep, is he just getting out and, like, looking at my windows and stuff?
That's fair.
Covered in
now,
shit.
Yeah. just like a mud monster.
Is there a legal thing if he, like, you know, drowns in there on your property?
I would.
I'm making him sign
I'd have
a waiver,
to have him sign
100%.
A waiver, right. Yep. Yeah. Like, if you die or, like, bodily harm, like, that's you because you're in my fucking septic tank.
Yeah.
You literally are paying for this. Like,
I would let him stay in as long as he wants. He's paying me.
As long as he wants.
He can live there for all I care. I would rent out the my tank to him.
I would charge more and be like, hey, like, I'll get all my buddies to come over and we'll just, like, take some X-Lags and we'll just, like, shit all night if you want.
It occurs to me that there may be people listening to this who don't know what a septic tank is. And
no, you're not wrong.
And a septic tank is when you live in a place where you can't hook your house up to like the sewer lines in your city.
Yeah,
you get this big ass tank that they bury in your yard, and you connect your toilet and everything to it, and all of your shit and everything
collects
ends
all your
up there.
Feces.
And then somebody comes by every whatever years and pumps it out,
sucks it out. Yeah,
a giant.
Or they hire this guy.
It's just a big tank of shit and piss and everything that's gone down your drain.
It's excrement, yeah. Now, interesting thing. So that was posted in 2018. In 2021, there was an update on a different thread completely on Unresolved Mysteries on Reddit, and it said, Septic Tank Sam has been identified.
Hell yeah.
It says, update. I think it's fine. It's all over the fucking internet. You can just look this up. His name is Gordon Sanderson, a 26-year-old indigenous man from Manitoba.
He's only 26.
He's 26 years old.
No.
He is survived by an older sister and a daughter. He has a daughter.
He's dead?
Apparently he is dead. The investigation into his killing remains open, and the article includes Gordon of this and blah, blah, blah. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police have announced that they've identified a John Doe known as Septic Tank Sam genealogy.
Canadian police? You said this took place in Alabama.
No. Yeah, oh, no. Yeah, I did.
100% you did.
Oh, Alberta.
Alberta. It's Alberta. Sorry, everybody. Okay. Yeah, so Jacksonville, Alberta.
Did he die from, like, sepsis or something?
This is Canada. Everything.
He was a murder victim found in a rural property in Alberta, Canada in what the fuck? In April of... Okay, that doesn't make any sense.
There's so much...
I don't know if somebody who wrote this was confused. I think they mean 2019, not 1919, but whatever.
Yeah, what matters is he's dead.
He's dead, and he was found in a septic tank, obviously. Like, if that wasn't fucking obvious, I don't know where you have been.
How do you think he made
it? Also says
his...
that he had a gunshot wound.
Yeah, there's a gunshot wound. Murdered by someone who knew him well is apparently what... apparently he'd been beaten, tortured, burned, and sexually mutilated before being shot at least twice. What the fuck?
We're sure this someone is the same like, person?
I don't know really if this like... is the same fucking guy. This...
My guy just liked to roll around and shit. You didn't have to do all that to him.
I mean, the wiki does call him Septic Tank Sam.
Right.
And it says all the same
26-year-old indigenous man.
You know what?
Yeah.
I bet it was for money issues, because how the fuck? He pays you $150 an hour. Where's he getting that money from? Bet he was like gambling or he owes money to him.
Oh, he was in
incredible
deep.
Debt. Because of
due to his need to be
the,
in other people's stuff
that
tanks.
Owns the to owns Doug's apartment complex.
It's all
thing.
Coming together.
Apparently, he was like part of some criminal syndicate in Edmonton. So
yeah,
and he was hiding out in shit all along.
Wild. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe he was like, they'll never look in the septic tanks.
They were doing drop off in people's septic tanks. He's like, hey man, can I like hang out in your septic tank? And he's just like dropping off like fucking kilos in there.
Yeah. She's like, sure, I guess later. Yeah, I'm sure I'll open this back up. But yeah, that's
10 minutes, but I'm gonna hang out here for a while.
I'll be here for at least an hour.
I'm vibing.
But yeah, no, that is my it's a very small mystery. But it's fucking strange. It's very fucking strange.
Septic Tank Sam.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
We can talk about my glitter one
Sam.
If you guys
will. His name's Gordon. Why did they just call him like...
Yeah, I think we got time for the glitter one.
I don't know. Yeah, do the glitter one. Fuck it.
Do you want me to go over the glitter one as well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is just a strange, another Reddit post, and it says... Which mystery industry is the largest buyer of glitter? Now, before I go anywhere with this, I want you guys to guess. What do you think, like, who do you think is the largest purchaser of glitter in the U.S.?
Why do I feel like it's, like, the military or some shit?
Barbie.
You think it's Barbie?
Yes.
You think it's the military?
The military. The largest purchaser of glitter.
Fuck. Yeah. If you had to just guess off the cuff.
I don't know. Man, strip clubs.
Decent guess. That actually happens to be a question that a lot of people want to know. Apparently, the biggest purchaser of glitter in the U.S. is an unnamed source. And it's a fucking lot of glitter. And there was an article.
100%.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I also think it is the military. And there was an interview. This is like 5 years ago. There was an interview in the New York Times all about glitter. And there was somebody they interviewed at one of the factories. Her name was Miss Dyer. It says, when I asked Miss Dyer if she could tell me which industry served as GlitterX's biggest market, her answer was, she instantly shot me and then herself. Her answer was instant. She said, no, I absolutely know that I cannot. And says, I was taken aback, but you know what it is? Oh, God, yes, she said and laughed. And you would never guess it. Let's just leave it at that. I asked if she could tell me why she couldn't tell me, because they don't want anyone to know that it's glitter. If I looked at it, wouldn't I know that it was glitter? No, not really. Would I be able to see the glitter?
Oh,
you'd
God.
Be able to see something, but it's, yeah, I can't. And then
is
she apparently...
Like, McDonald's what? Or something, and that's what the meat's made out of.
This is the extra ingredient in Taco Bell's meat.
And so, apparently, yeah, so all the obvious guesses, nail polish, strip clubs, football helmets, just like the like holographics in trading cards, or like what, all of like the obvious car answers. Paint. Apparently, toothpaste and money are two very large ones.
Oh, okay.
Apparently, the blue in like Colgate and Crest toothpaste is the same alloy that's made like with glitter.
Okay, so they just buy a bunch of glitter and just blend it in there.
Apparently,
they tell you not to swallow it, so it's fine.
Got to get your daily dose of microplastics.
Right.
Well, yeah, that's a whole other thing. But there's no like definitive proof. Most people think it's just the military. You know, there's lots of vehicles, and apparently, what's it called? The coating that they use on like fighter jets and stealth bombers, they use glitter to help interfere with like radio waves and radar signals.
Because it just reflects stuff in a weird way.
Yeah, it basically scrambles it. So even if you could tell there was something there, you wouldn't know what.
Okay.
A pelican's coming at us in Mach 5.
Right. That'll confuse them. Another person says microtagants, which are multi-layered micro glitter that's added to all commercial explosives.
Isn't glitter already micro? How do you make micro glitter?
No, like it's like
stick it in a ninja blender.
Yeah. Shrink ray. Give it to Rick Moranis.
A slap chop.
Yeah, give it to the slap chop guy. apparently they put the glitter in the microtagants micro glitter inside commercial explosives to trace like what like when it was made. Like each different microtagant has a specificity to it. It's a whole other bomb science that I have no idea. But you can only use a microscope to figure it out.
Gender reveal parties. That's where this is going.
Yeah, gender reveal parties. I wish I actually had an answer, but like all the comment sections are just a bunch of different speculations. There's a bunch of information about how glitter is used in as like drops over war zones to both interfere with electronics as well as make people think that, you know, ordnance is being dropped somewhere.
I just read that zookeepers like to mix glitter into animal food so they can track different animals by their poop.
Oh,
huh.
That's not a bad idea. Smart. I don't feel like that's healthy for the animal, but maybe.
They're animals. Who cares, right?
Yeah, fuck
it's healthy for the it's healthy for the animal that we know where
it is.
They live
in like a 20x20 enclosure anyway. Whatever.
Yeah. Where'd it go? Walk around a bit, man. You don't need glitter.
We really need help finding these guys. They're super elusive.
There's two. We have one rhino here. Let's put some glitter in there. It's definitely rhino shit.
Why? You can tell by the glitter. You just count it.
There's glitter in there. Duh.
But yeah, there's like this whole thread is just speculation incarnate, and it's just weird to me that nobody knows who the largest like purchaser of glitter in the country is. I want it to be like it's just something that it's just so like colossally normal. Like it's just Party City, but they don't want you to know.
Like, they can't know how much glitter we're buying. That's gotten
right,
out
they
of control.
It's Hallmark.
Shareholders are gonna hate this.
It's too much. Oh man. But yeah.
I'm not even sure what Mike's laughing about anymore.
I don't know. I don't think he knows.
I don't think he knows either.
It's an unethical amount of glitter. We
can't disclose it.
I'm still laughing at the whole zoo.
Oh, the zoo. We get some glitter in this poop. Get as much glitter inside this rhino as we possibly can.
Oh. It just comes out like Jim Carrey and fucking.
Ace Ventura.
Ace Ventura, yeah.
Hell yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah, but that was the other rabbit hole that I sailed down, was just trying to figure out who the fuck is ordering all the glitter.
Damn.
Wow.
I wonder why.
No idea.
I wonder why people care so much. It seems like there's a lot of articles.
I gotta admit, I'm curious.
Dude, there's so the first two pages are all like relevant hits, which is shocking to me.
You know, it wouldn't be the weirdest thing. The government is like the number one like purchaser of a bunch of just weird shit.
Yeah, like M&Ms.
And it's only because it's because they want to say that they are.
Yeah.
It's only so they can say that they are. That's the only reason.
Yeah, they get the peanut M&Ms so they can put them in the MRE so they can weed out the weak ones.
Yeah.
Damn it.
They're like the one of the biggest buyers of there's something else that's very obscure. Like
Furbies.
It's honestly it's something dumb like that. Like
they're real good at defusing bombs.
They're like a huge contractor in like it's like fucking Tickle Me Elmos or some dumb shit like that. I kid you not. It's like something they buy like some it's like some kid's toy or something that the military buys a lot of because of like the mechanism inside of it.
They buy the mechanism direct from the manufacturer.
I don't know.
Apparently,
man.
It's cheaper to buy Tickle Me Elmo.
It's cheaper it's to economics. Buy fucking 13 million Tamagotchis instead of, you know,
instead of 10 million speakers.
The military bought all my Pogs.
I want to know like what the ratio is. Like, okay, if we were to buy the Tickle Me Elmo version, this is how much it's going to be costing. But if we were to buy the Furbies,
guys, they're selling these Elmos at a loss. We got to capitalize on this.
Bye.
You know, the silkworm in Malaysia is predicted to produce a lot this year. I think we should buy the Furbies this time around.
Well, we got to stock up on kimonos. Silk is valuable. Well, I'm glad that we all came to the table with something about poop, something about glitter.
Something different.
Abandoned apartment complexes, weird vaginal scents. Specifically on your fingers.
On your fingers.
And Tomato Man. Thank you. This was a good day for me.
I wish I could say I remembered any of the things that were just talked about in any detail whatsoever, but just from wrapping my mind around the concepts that were required to know about today was just a feat all by itself.
Yeah, I enjoyed today. I like when we kind of take a break from the horror that is the internet and just kind of look at
the stupid.
we go away from the what the fuck to the why the fuck.
Why?
Who the fuck was there as well?
We don't ask why the fuck nearly enough.
Yeah,
you need to do that more.
Yeah,
oh my god!
Yes.
Before, hey, this is me reminding whoever needs to know. Doug, do you have Wet Hot Allosaurus Summer in front of you?
I do.
Okay, good.
In front of me.
Okay. That's. I just wanted to remind us because we will forget.
What are we doing with that?
I flipped through it like we have way more.
No, it's just the first sentence, I'm pretty sure.
It's literally just fade in exterior, a penis that is too hot. That's the first sentence of Wet Hot Allosaurus.
We have a lot to work with.
We did like a whole ass page in the
zombie.
A sex zombie. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
those are going to be some publications to look out for. That's for sure.
So we're adding a sentence.
Yeah.
Every episode that we remember, we add a sentence. Yeah. And we just build off it.
How do we build off of this next one?
Fade in exterior.
A penis too hot. What would you want to hear after that?
Yeah.
attached to a man named Roy.
Attached
to a man named Roy.
Attached to a man named Roy.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that. Yeah. We gotta get some. Don't hug me.
That's not even a sentence, but sure. That's a sentence fragment.
I was gonna say, can I change it to attached to this penis is a man named Roy.
Yeah, okay, yes. That's good. That's
much better.
Doug,
that's a full
be a
sentence.
Writer. Doug, you're a poet.
The worst part is we're gonna make a sentence and we're gonna have an idea of where this wants to go, and then a week is gonna go by and we're gonna be like, why did we write that? I have no idea.
Life hits you in strange ways sometimes.
It'll hit you
in even stranger ways if you go to patreon.com/deludipod or deludi.com, both of which you can become members of. Shut up!
Half of it is your picky.
Both of which you can become a member of. and then give us money, and we'll give you things sometimes. It's pretty cool. Typically, it's extra content. Other times, it's extra content.
Other times, it's nothing whatsoever.
Sometimes, it's just a rolling Discord.
Sometimes. But other times, it's extra content.
And all the time, it's giving us money.
All of it. All of the time.
What you guys could do
is you could go to our YouTube and just watch hours and hours and hours of videos, and then they'll pay us.
Yeah, just put that shit on
autoplay. Maybe things will come out on time more so
than
the way it happens now. Maybe. I said maybe. No,
I really
promises.
Don't think it is.
You can go to our socials. We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We're DilutiPod and Don't Look Under the Internet on all of those. YouTube. On YouTube, we're Don't Look Under the Internet or youtube.com/@DilutiPod. Again, go to the website, diluti.com or dilutipod.com. You could check out Undefined Graphics, Mike, our buddy Mike Lowy. He does the graphics and photography for us. Get some stuff from him. Buy some of his stuff. It's really good shit. You can go to Unplanned Potency and check out their shit over on the YouTube, the Twitter, and their website. You'll hear from a Matt. You'll hear from a me. You'll hear from other guys.
You could go to Sugarburn Productions if you want to see me when I was younger and do stupid shit.
There you go.
You could do that. That's a new one.
I forgot you were did that. I forgot all about that. You could also check out Ghoulish Mortals out in St. Charles. They're friends of the
show.
Yeah. Go in there, say Diluti sent you. It'll put a smile on their face. Buy some cool, fun horror stuff because you've been good and you've earned it. My personal favorite is all the Godzilla stuff they have. I fucking love it. They have this giant Godzilla tapestry. It's like $70, but it has like all of his villains on it. And it's got Mecha Kong on it. You don't hear from Mecha Kong ever. That's a rare one. That's niche. I think it was in like an episode of the show and failed miserably, so they never brought it back. But I love Mecha Kong.
Save it for the bonus, man. Save it for the bonus.
We'll talk about Mecha Kong.
Yeah, and then
Mecha Kong versus Mechadong.
You could go ahead and you could find your local dad. Go on Craigslist.
Go on Craigslist. Find a dad that lives in your septic tank.
Find a dad, yes, and kiss him gently. I'm sure he'll let you. It's Craigslist. Moot, what do you got for the people, the beautiful people?
If your fingers are leaking a smelly substance, definitely go online and post a bunch of completely unhinged shit about it so we can talk about it on the show.
When your mouse will smell bad and your keyboard.
That's your problem, not ours. I actually now have a link to some scented gloves that I could hook you up with.
There you go.
So, oh, nice.
Yeah.
Do you have penis breath?
Do your fingers have penis breath?
Some smegma toes.
Smegmar 9.
We have to talk about that.
Jason,
that's the thing that needs to happen.
What do you want to say to people?
Honestly, normally it's stay paranoid, but if some guy shows up to your house and he asks you, will you let me pay you $150 an hour to let me sit in your septic tank, I would not be paranoid about that man. Say yeah. Nope. Invite that man in. Give him some slippers you don't care about anymore.
Tell him, because you don't want to check to bounce. I only take cash, and I want to see the cash up front. Half now, half when you come out of the tank. That's how you do it.
If you come out of the tank.
Definitely right. Get that waiver signed.
Yeah, waiver signed for sure.
What you got, Doug Dungbliss? What do you got for me? Give me Doug all the time.
So if you live in an abandoned apartment complex, or so you think, I guess draw us a picture of it.
Could you draw us
a picture, Mel?
Sign it to Mel. Send it to us.
Yeah.
Slap it with your peen or your bean, as long as you don't have LVSS.
You gotta slap the stamp on the envelope with your cock.
really cement it into that drawing of your abandoned apartment complex. And that's it. Go fuck yourselves.
Well, you heard it from the man, the myth, the legend himself, everybody. Go fuck yourself. Bye. I love you.
You first,
all,
Mike.
Dearly. Okay.
Mike, will you do another cheers with me?
No.
No.
Oh. All right. It's over. I did leave that option, everyone. I guess.
We all left.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Welcome back to Inner Night. We're delighted to have you with us once again for a night of penance. To begin this night, let's repeat after me. Now, we have a message in a bottle from another member of Inner Night. Elena says, "Hey, has anyone else been getting weird messages from this thing? This seems fishy. Let's meditate together on this transformative message and merge our energies. Your lucky numbers for this week are 119, 101, 32, 100, 111, 110, 116, 32, 107, 110, 111, 119, 32, 119, 104, 101, 114, 101, 32, 119, 101, 32, 97, 114, 101. For this week, we encourage you to ask for forgiveness from those you might have hurt or caused suffering to. It is good to let others know that you acknowledge your mistakes and plan to do better next time. Don't forget to send a message of inspiration to another member. Together, we illuminate the path to spiritual awakening.